Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. We're going to talk about the Monsters of the Midway, and that was a term used to describe the Bears defense from 1940, 1941, brought back around 85. And certainly you could describe them that way this year because they've got a phenomenal number. And the number I'm talking about, if you combine sacks and interceptions, because it is a passing league now, the Bears have 15 sacks and 11 interceptions. That's 26. That would be the number. The next closest team is at 20, and that's the Arizona Cardinals. And the Bears have talent at all three levels. Up front, it starts with Julius Peppers. They move him around a bunch. At the other end, Israel Adonijé, very effective player. They also have Shea McClellan, a first-round pick from Boise State, teaming up at the defensive end spot. And then inside, they have Henry Melton, who is second in the league amongst defensive tackles with four sacks, second only to Geno Atkins, who the Jaguars just saw last week with the Bengals, who was so disruptive. At linebacker, Brian Urlacher, and obviously Lance Briggs, very good football players, 23 years combined experience. And then into the backfield, Tim Jennings, a guy who's a bit of a journeyman, played for the Colts for a while. He's not very big, but he leads the league in interceptions with four. And then Major Wright at the safety position is second in the National Football League with three interceptions. Let's jump into the tape because this first play shows those two defensive backs that I'm talking about. At the bottom of your screen here is Tim Jennings. And behind him is Major Wright, the safety. Major Wright's coming up towards the line of scrimmage to be an extra defender in the box. It's a pass play. Tim Jennings reads the play really nicely and ends up getting a hand on the ball, and it deflects up into the air into the hands of Major Wright. And then Major Wright is off to the house and ends up scoring a touchdown for the Bears defense. A huge play for the defense. Major Wright, a very good football player, good ball skills, third-year player. This play here is cover two, or Tampa two is what it's often called with many defensive coordinators and also personnel around the league. Tim Jennings at the bottom of the screen. And many quarterbacks try to hit that soft spot, which is the area between the corner, Tim Jennings, and also the safety behind him. That's the soft spot. And on this play, Sam Bradford has a slightly underthrown ball. And when it's underthrown, because Tim Jennings doesn't have anything underneath of him in the flat area, carries the deep route and ends up coming underneath and making the interception, stopping a Rams drive. Big play for the Bears defense. Now, against the Dallas Cowboys, this was a play that we saw this past Monday night. At the top of the screen, big corner Charles Tillman. And obviously, Dez Bryant is the wide receiver if you watch the game Monday. On this play, Tony Romo is thinking, okay, I've got pressure coming in my face. You can see it there to his left. He wants to get rid of the ball quickly. Dez Bryant's supposed to cut his route off. He doesn't. And Charles Tillman reads the eyes of Tony Romo and jumps right underneath to where a receiver was supposed to be but was not. Tillman takes it in for an interception touchdown. So this is two touchdowns now, but it didn't stop there because Lance Briggs got in the action as well. And the reason that Lance Briggs was able to get in on the action, 69, the defensive tackle, Henry Melton. Henry Melton gets nice pressure on the right guard, which is what the Jaguars had an issue with against the Bengals. Gets the pressure and hits Tony Romo. Now, I don't know if this is a fumble or if this should be ruled a pass, but it was ruled a pass and then an interception by Lance Briggs, and Lance Briggs ends up taking this to the house for another score for the Bears defense. Now, look, I'm not an X's and O's expert, but I know one thing. I know numbers. The Chicago Bears defense, with that 26 number, 15 sacks and 11 interceptions, is a tremendous number, and I would call them certainly Monsters of the Midway.